Governor Andrew Cuomo has released a bill to close a loophole that allows for unlimited big money donations to candidates. The LLC loophole has played a key role in the federal corruption trials of both former leaders of the legislature and may be a factor in the ongoing federal probe of the governor's economic development projects. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo normally prefers to negotiate quietly with legislative leaders on proposals before actually penning legislation. But this time, he's written 8 different versions of a bill to close the campaign donation loophole that allows unlimited contributions from limited liability companies, and he's presented it to the legislature. The governor says the bills range from banning LLC money just for the race for governor to extending it to all contests for state political office.
It is a menu selection, a la carte menu selection, of every option imaginable, including close it just for the governor's office, period, to show that I am willing to go first and I am willing to go it alone in the governor's office in a governor's campaign.
Cuomo has already said he'll run for re-election in 2018. He has several million dollars in his campaign fund. Senate Republicans oppose the idea, though, and just moments after the governor's announcement, Senate GOP leader John Flanagan, in a statement, shot down the proposals, calling them a red herring. He said any reforms of the campaign finance system need to be more comprehensive and address several other issues, too. Cuomo, undeterred, says he'll roll out more ideas and he'll press for them in the final weeks of the session.
I want to make the point, issue by issue, to actually drum it home, if you will.
Those items will include term limits, limiting lawmakers' outside income, and requiring elected officials convicted of felonies to forfeit their pensions. Reform groups are encouraged. Blair Horner with the New York Public Interest Research Group says it's an attempt to break the gridlock on ethics changes.
We're hoping it's not the classic end of session blame game and that it's leading to meaningful reform, but it's hopefully the first signs of life for the ethics reforms that desperately are needed.
But he says the governor should be doing more to mobilize the public who support ethics reforms. A recent Siena College poll found 97% want state government cleaned up. Cuomo earlier this year organized a series of statewide rallies and even a bus tour to promote raising the minimum wage and partial paid family leave. But the governor says that kind of campaign is not appropriate in this case.
A quote-unquote campaign on ethics is not really effective. I mean, I ran on it in my 2 campaigns, spent millions of dollars advertising it. But it does not have the same resonance just by the nature of the subject. It's technical, it's difficult.
The governor's push for reform comes as the federal probe of his own economic development programs continues. Cuomo has hired his own investigator to conduct an internal investigation, but the governor has so far been reluctant to reveal how much former prosecutor Bart Schwartz will be paid or whether Schwartz will even release a final report. He says the contract is still being finalized.
He is being hired as an independent to do an independent review. I don't know what his standard protocol is. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I don't know how he operates.
A spokesman later clarified the report will be made public unless it interferes with the U.S. attorney's work. Cuomo says he personally has not been questioned in the ongoing federal probe. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.